We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back, quarter number four of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Jim Galante here with me back in the Labatt Blue studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Talking some Penn State basketball. We're joined once again by Santa Claus himself, Jeff Brown. We all...
Hello, little Dusty. How are you?
Nobody's called me little Dusty since my wife yesterday, Jeff.
I don't want to know about that.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a good situation at all. Let's talk some Penn State basketball, Santa. Let's do that. That's the gift that's going to keep on giving for this Keystone Kickoff Show crowd.
I do believe so.
Good time to talk about it because the interesting thing this past week, obviously 76-69 over Maryland came into Bryce Jordan Center, number four in the country. Penn State somehow, I believe, at tip-off, it was tight either way. I think Penn State was a favorite in that game. And then coming back and really needed to throw the kitchen sink at Alabama to win 73-71, which is exactly what you need to do in a situation like that on Saturday. The big question I feel like if we look at the most recent game first is how valuable is it, how good is it as you're building an NCAA tournament resume to know you can win ugly over a decent Alabama team?
Oh, absolutely. And it did look like it for a while. But that's what I love about this team. They never, ever give up. And they're so athletic that they're never out of anything. They can climb right back into any game they want to climb back into. So that's going to bode well for them throughout the season.
Jeff, this is Jim. I got a question for you.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, Jeff, or Santa Jeff. in watching that Alabama game, do you think it was tighter than it probably should have been? Do you think that has more to do with kind of the emotional letdown, or the big guy getting in foul trouble? It just seems like such a different team when Watkins is on the court and when he's not.
I'm going to say both. I think there was a little bit of a letdown after you beat the number four team in the nation. But on the other hand, you got to have Mike there, and they proved that they've got to have Lamar Stevens there and be available. They can't win without those two guys. I would have said at the beginning of the season that they couldn't win without Lamar, but that was it. But Mike Watkins has proven that they have to have him on his game in order for them to be a complete team.
There are better depth pieces. I think we've talked about that before, and I think we'll talk about it again in the context of these two games we're discussing, Alabama and Maryland. But it's no shame in that. I think almost every team in the country can say you take these one or two of these guys off the team and there's just really no shot. The game of basketball, it's a team game, but star power means a lot. Having an impact scorer not only makes a difference in terms of the points that he's scoring, but in the way that Penn State approaches its offense. And then in Mike Watkins' case, having an impact defender and rebounder makes a difference in how teams try to attack them. So I do agree that both these guys are indispensable. It's going to be hard to win without one. It's probably going to be pretty impossible to win without both of them.
Here's what scares me about this team. First of all, Miles Dredd has to start scoring. I mean, he has shot, pardon the pun, dreadfully throughout the beginning of the season. And they've got to rely on him or Curtis Jones Jr. or Myron Jones has played well and he's come through. But you've got to have some other sources to put points on the board other than Lamar, because it has been proven, especially with Mike on the bench, everybody's just going to sit back and just fold onto Lamar and make it more and more difficult for him to get any kind of shots off, and that hurts. If you want to protect the lead, if you want to try to come back as they were doing Saturday, that makes it tough. If you don't have consistent outside shooting, and that's the one thing I'm seeing them lack right now. Now, on the other side of things, one of the things that concerned me before was their inability to close games out and to to keep the other team from coming back. And they've proven in the last couple of games that they can do that, which was nice. So, you know, they've caused me a concern and they've relieved me of a concern all in the same week's time.
Hey, Jeff, I want to go back to your comment about Miles Dredd. There's an old saying about shooters in basketball. If you're hot, keep shooting. And if you're cold, shoot your way out of it.
Right.
And a lot of that is just about confidence. You're closer to the team than we are. I see Miles Dredd. He looks confident as he takes his shot. It looks like just a slump that he should. If I'm coaching him, I'm telling him to keep jacking him up. What's
your take? I'm that way, you know, and I do believe in that. That the worst thing a pure shooter can do is to stop shooting and lose his confidence. But you get to a point where, gee whiz, you've got to have. You got to have him able to shoot, and you got to have him. Otherwise, the other team's just not going to pay attention anymore, and they're not going to give. You know, they're going to be able to play 5-on-4 basketball. So it creates a problem.
The path forward, in other words, I'm just going to summarize your point: is Pat Chambers either needs to get his shot going, or he needs to insult him and deflate his confidence? Is that where we're going with this?
Well, I'm kind of, you know, I'm wondering when maybe Curtis Jones Jr. becomes the starter, or I'm wondering when you know, somebody else comes off the bench. You know, Isaiah Brockington has been spectacular at times. Does he come off the bench and replace him? I don't know. I don't know which way it goes.
Is that not, though, the difference on this team compared to in past years? You have a starter who's struggling. You've named two guys from the bench who could step right in.
Oh, yeah, and that's what's so good, and I'm sure it makes Pat very happy, is that now he does have the depth. He's spoken about this for years, how, you know, he wanted to be an old team. He didn't want to be a young team. He wanted to have, you know, 2-3 a man depth coming off the bench. He does have that now, and you're seeing the results. He's able to call on people to score. Now, Curtis Jones Jr. comes off the bench. Isaiah Brockington comes off and puts 19 up and does some phenomenal things on defense. So this is a Penn State team like no other Penn State team we've seen in the Pat Chambers era.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State basketball with Santa Claus himself, Jeff Brown. Segment brought to you by our good friends at 409 Tailgate Club. If you're looking for that perfect Christmas gift for that Penn State fan in your life, you have to go to 409tailgateclub.com. Check out the Tailgate Christmas gift box. It's filled with their famous sauces and rubs and even a 409 Tailgate Club apron, all in a gift box shipped directly to you. For a discount on your purchase, be sure to use code KSN at checkout. Easy to remember, KSN at checkout, 409tailgateclub.com. Let's get down to the kind of the nitty-gritty of this Maryland win, Jeff. I mean, how valuable, how impactful, and how does Penn State go about being a favorite in this game?
You know, it was so much fun to be there. And, you know, it was loud. Like it has rarely been at the Jordan Center. And you know, kind of an inside joke for me is, you know, I'm asked to get the crowd on their feet frequently, and only about half of them do. You know, they don't pay attention to me at all.
I would say I'm standing right now, Jim's not, so your ratio continues.
So, but for the last 4 minutes of that game, I said, everybody on your feet, and whoa! Everybody stood up, and the place was so loud, and it was so much fun. Oh my goodness, it was a great atmosphere. And yeah, I rarely believe in the whole the crowd can help, you know, the team out thing, but I think it really did this time. I think they were able to get a little momentum and a little more juice because the crowd was so juiced.
I think, you know, like it's hard to quantify that, but basketball, you know, really all sports, it's such a momentum game that home crowds either feed into that momentum or help push back the momentum of the other team. I think there's a tangible difference, but you have to have a crowd that's there, a crowd that's alive, a crowd that wants to be there.
Exactly.
And I think Penn State basketball, you know, fans have wanted to kind of rally around this team, but they kind of keep getting reasons not to. This team has given fans, I think, more reason to get behind them than probably any other team in the Pat Chambers era this early in the season.
Well, you know, that it's funny you say that because I discussed this with somebody else. You're exactly right. It's almost like, especially at the beginning of this year, you could almost sense when Penn State was out of the, you know, 12-point lead or whatever, you could almost sense the crowd going, okay, the game's not over yet. But it's kind of like they're developing a killer instinct now. You know, they're in it, and they know that these guys are not going to stop, and these guys are going to keep playing hard the whole way through. And they're having fun. You know, even the folks who sit behind me, and they're always, you know, oh, they're kind of like the two old guys in the Muppet Show. You know, oh, yeah, that's not going to well, we're up 20, but that don't mean anything.
That makes two voice impressions, by the way, from Jeff Brown on this show. Santa the Star and the Muppets. Now, I mean, this is gold right here.
I'm a man of many talents. But, you know, even they now, you know, are coming around and they're cheering and they're really into it because the guys have shown that they're worthy to come out and cheer for.
This is a an interesting stretch now because they take momentum. You know, in that Maryland game, they hold Maryland 19-57 shooting. Maryland, you know, at the end of kind of a long stretch there, their mm-hmm. legs are a little tired, whatever. 20 turnovers forced for Penn State. They scored 22 points off of them. It's kind of the recipe for Pat Chambers. You look now at what they got coming up, Central Connecticut State coming on Friday. And then that break that I know Pat Chambers looks forward to 9 days before Cornell on December 29th. And you got a manageable stretch here. Real quick, we got about 45 seconds. What should people be looking for over this next stretch of games?
Well, first of all, the game last night, the Ohio State-Minnesota game, huge. Ohio State gets knocked off by Minnesota. That helps Penn State. That gives them more momentum as far as, you know, looking forward to March and things like that. And, you know, with these games now, they have to just not trip themselves up. You know, you're not playing Ohio State. You're not playing Maryland. You're playing, quote unquote, lesser teams. But you can't treat them as lesser teams. You got to have that killer instinct. And, you know, I'm seeing a fire in Pat Chambers' eyes that I have rarely seen before. He and the coaches, Keith Ergo, you know, Keith Ergo, it looks really, really serious. And they're not going to let these guys look past these teams, you know, especially when the Big Ten season starts anew after the first of the year.
Jeff Brown talking Penn State hoops. We'll catch up with him again next week, as we will each week here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. A lot to like about what's going on with this Penn State basketball program. 9-2 now, a couple big wins, a grind out win kind of against Alabama, big win over Maryland. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining us, Jeff. You can check out all from Jeff, all his voice impressions, everything else we do at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and on the Keystone Sports app.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Looking for the perfect Christmas gift for the Penn State fan in your life? Then you have to go to 409tailgateclub.com and check out the Tailgate Christmas Gift Box, filled with their famous sauces and rubs and even a Tailgate Club apron. All in a gift box shipped directly to you. And for a 10% discount, be sure to use code KSN on checkout. That's 409tailgateclub.com. And don't forget to use the code KSN on checkout for a 10% discount.